there are increasing concerns over the rise in the number of people getting infected with and in hospital with COVID-19 ahead of a planned lifting of restrictions next week. Over 400 people are in hospital with the virus, 69 in ICU, and over 2,000 cases were reported again yesterday, despite three quarters of the population being fully vaccinated. The Taoiseach and the Taoiseach have been telling meetings of their parliamentary parties that the numbers are worrying, going in the wrong direction, and that decisions will be made over the coming days. Micheál Martin says he can't guarantee that the final phase of reopening will go ahead as planned next Friday.
The presentation from the Deputy Chief Medical Officer Ronan Glynn was a serious one. The trajectory of disease has taken a wrong turn. There's been what has been described as a sudden increase in the last week of case numbers. I think we're looking at over 2,000 case numbers today. And they want to see more data. They want to analyse this a bit more. And so we are going to reflect on it. And we will engage with the health authorities, public health authorities, and the HSE, obviously, over the coming days and in the lead up to next week. And we'll make a final decision closer to that date. But suffice to say that it's very, very important that the public at large realise that COVID has not gone away. The Delta variant is a dangerous one. Numbers are higher in hospital than we would like them to be. They're over 400 now. They're having an impact on the hospital system. So those out there who haven't got the vaccine, I would urge people to get the vaccine because it does protect you against serious illness and hospitalisation and death. People should go back to the basics in terms of washing hands and observing the protocols that have been there from the outset of the pandemic. And I think this is an alert to all of us to knuckle down, refocus on this virus because it hasn't gone away.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Christina Finn is political correspondent for thejournal.ie. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
Remind us what's planned to happen from next Friday.
So on October 22nd, the final restrictions basically are due to be lifted. So while the majority of restrictions have already been lifted, what we're looking at is the need for social distancing, the wearing of face masks in some settings. But I suppose the main ones are the limit on numbers around concerts and sporting events that we'd all love to get back to. Obviously the reopening of nightclubs, which have been closed throughout the pandemic. But the main one, obviously, is the COVID pass, which differentiates between vaccinated and unvaccinated people for access into places like pubs and restaurants. So yesterday, I suppose, the mood music around government buildings, it wasn't great following that briefing from health experts who were warning around complacency and concern about those high figures that we're seeing. But I must caveat that with saying that there hasn't been no decision made, and there's no suggestion as of yet about further restrictions being imposed. This is really just sounding the alarm about uncertainty around that date next week.
Tell us more about the doubts that have arisen now and what's being said.
Yeah, so I understand from speaking to sources around government yesterday that they are concerned about the numbers that they're seeing because it is going off what they sort of had expected to see. But they really want to see a lot more detail around the data. So I understand they have asked the health experts to probe and do a bit more of a deep dive into those numbers that we're seeing, particularly the high case numbers, but also the makeup of the hospitalizations that we're seeing, as you said, over 400 at the moment in hospital and 69 that are in ICU. So yesterday, Ronan Glynn was warning around, asking the 300,000 people who are unvaccinated to consider that, and also the 70,000 people who have yet to receive their first dose. But following those remarks, I understand that ministers have been asking to look at the breakdowns, particularly for the number of people that are fully vaccinated, that have tested positive for the virus, that feature in the daily numbers that we're obviously so used to seeing now pop up on our phones and all the rest. But also the people that are fully vaccinated, that are in hospital, that are perhaps presenting with COVID-19, as well as the breakdown of the hospital figures, of that 400 figure of patients that are presenting to hospital for the virus alone, against the people that are in hospital that might have contracted it while in there. These figures have been asked for before from Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, when he was concerned that at a time earlier this year, a third of the patients with COVID-19 in hospital had contracted the virus while they were being cared for in there. But obviously health experts are kind of saying that, look, it doesn't matter why they're in there. It does have an impact in terms of their day-to-day operating, how they separate those patients and the impact that it has on the health service. So I think they want a lot more detail before they make any final decision about pushing out that date.
And we'll be hearing from the HSE later. When will a decision be made, Christina? And what are the choices facing the government now?
I understand that Leo Varadkar told his parliamentary party meeting that they'll be in touch with health experts over the weekend and that they'll be discussing this matter at Tuesday's cabinet meeting. Obviously, businesses that are relying on the 22nd of October date, they'll want as much a lead-in time as possible if they're going to reopen. And obviously, if things are going to be put on halt, there'll be serious concerns from those businesses who have been looking forward, I suppose, to getting back to normality. A very tough decision, I think, for the Cabinet. There's definitely jitters from ministers about the further reopening. But from the people I was speaking to as well, they're very, very aware that the public has little or no appetite for the delay of the easing of the restrictions. I think a lot of people have been looking at the 22nd of October date, looking forward to getting back to somewhat of the most normal we've been in over 2 years. So I think they'll be pretty hesitant and want to see a lot more detail as to the cause and effect of these case numbers, given that we have such a high vaccination rate here in Ireland. But when we look to other countries in Europe, our infection rate is very much higher than the rest. So there's a bit of head scratching going on as to why we're seeing what we are seeing.
Christina, thank you. That's Christina Finn, political correspondent for the journal.ie.